Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The ball gets by Dickey. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Cecil. He's safe. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Combs reaches second base with a double. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into Cecil, who relays the ball to Riddle, who tags Johnson, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Johnson. Riddle moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyons. Lazzari moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Cecil steals third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whatwood scores. Harris moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaum scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-3 in the game. Riddle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive towards first. Clancy catches it and steps on first to double up Chapman. Two outs. Jimmy Rees pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou McAvoy now pitching. Benny Bengo now catching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10 to nothing, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyons. Koenig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Koenig moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.